Report: 8 innocents hit by stray bullets in past month in New York City, no one is safe. By Amy Furr on October 27, 2022. At least 8 innocent people have been injured by stray bullets over the past month as crime plagues New York City and other Democrat-run cities in President Joe Biden's, D, America. Out-of-control criminals have been leaving a bloody trail of innocent victims in the Big Apple, the most recent being a 14-year-old boy who was shot in the leg outside his Staten Island High School on Tuesday, the New York Post reported Wednesday. A 70-year-old woman and a pregnant teenager were also hurt recently in separate shooting incidents. A woman whose 16-year-old daughter was shot in the head and wounded during an incident in Brooklyn on September 30 said, "It's not safe. As a parent looking in, it's out of control. I don't know if they don't care about going to jail or they don't care about the next life." During a debate Tuesday, New York Republican gubernatorial candidate Representative Lee Zeldin declared he is running for governor with the aim to fight the crime plaguing the state, as Breitbart News reported. Kathy Hochul supports cashless bail, Zeldin said. As soon as it got implemented, she was out there bragging about it. She chose the champion of the Defund the Police movement and the architect of cashless bail, Brian Benjamin, to be her lieutenant governor. Yeah. That guy who got arrested and had to resign. That was her first big decision to make as governor. "We need to repeal cashless bail," Zeldin continued. "We need to make our streets safe again. I'm running to take back our streets and to support unapologetically our men and women in law enforcement. This is about all of us together, Republicans, Democrats, independents, as New Yorkers, to make sure streets are safe again, to make sure subways are safe again." A police officer told the Post the shootings told people everything they need to know about the dire state of the city. "No one is safe from the indiscriminate gun violence or the lack of consequences that drive it," the officer said. A recent mid-year survey found that violent crime across cities in Biden's America increased by more than 4% during the first 6 months of this year.